We're on the line with Eric Omenhofer of ColoradoCoffeeMerchants.com. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Artie. How are you today?
Super. All right. Well, you have a very unique product there at ColoradoCoffeeMerchants.com. It's, as I understand it, it's a different kind of roasting that you do for your coffee, which makes really a superior product.
It's a different roasting process than about 95% of the roasters in the world operate with.
Well, tell me how do you do that exactly?
Well, we use what is called a fluid bed or an air roaster as opposed to barrel roasting, which is considered more traditional. And the air roasting process is kind of modeled after a hot air popcorn popper on a large scale. And it roasts by convected air as opposed to the heated container in a barrel roasting process.
Wow. So
That allows us to do, essentially, through that air roasting is remove the chaff or the skin, essentially mucilage, from the bean, that the remaining component of the pulp from the cherry that the coffee grows in. And that chaff is very acidic and very bitter. And so by air roasting as opposed to barrel roasting, we're allowing ourselves a much smoother, less acidic, and more mellow cup of coffee.
So what you're saying is there's a fundamental difference between most of the coffee beans that you buy and what you're selling, because really you've taken something away from the coffee bean. You've taken away the bad part.
We are. We're taking away probably what you would buy off the grocery store shelf, about 20% of that byproduct, which remains in the barrel roasting process, which again about 95% of the roasters use in the world.
Okay. So in a way, it's kind of reinvented coffee because it makes it a smoother, less bitter taste to any kind of coffee that you happen to be roasting. Is that right?
Exactly. On top of that, of course, we roast the top 1% grade and quality in the world. So combine those two elements and you've got the best cup on the planet.
That's interesting. Now, how did you get into this business? I understand that you were a firefighter. You probably drink a lot of coffee, but tell me how you fell into this. I heard it was a happy accident.
It was a great accident. I was exposed to premium coffees through a friend that used to roast in the same fashion and with an air roaster. And when she hung up her business for personal reasons, it left me stranded without a cup. I started experimenting with some roasting and great quality of coffee beans, and essentially set up shop for myself personally in a small commercial space. And while I was roasting for myself again with some friends around, people started coming in the door. They smelled the aroma and pretty quickly turned from a personal venture into a organized business venture.
Wow, that's different. Most people get into business, they have an idea for a business, and they want to be their own boss, and they want to open a business, and it's a very deliberate thing. But this sounds like you were kind of just in the right place at the right time, and you were willing to take that extra step and go ahead and share what you'd discovered with the public.
Yeah, I think essentially that's how it happened. If I had to describe the business plan at the time that I'd set up the roaster in this space, that it would have been more personal, you know, to develop the best cup of coffee that the world has to offer. And truly, it still hasn't changed from that model, even from, you know, the time that I'd set it up just to roast for myself and some friends. Mm-hmm. We still live by that mantra.
Now, your location is in Colorado Springs, Colorado, on Fillmore Street.
And that's right.
When you walk into the store, what do you see there?
Well, and immediately you see the roaster. You see the green coffee, the unroasted coffee. You smell the aroma. You see lots of excitement. There's a lot of work going on all at once in the shop. Of course, we've set it up as well with a full espresso bar. So next to the roaster, next to the beans, you're able to buy cups of coffee or lattes, mochas, and experience the process from start to finish. Everybody gets a factory tour. We do that all day long. So when you come in, you get educated, you get a premium cup, and you get to watch the roasting process all at the same time.
I know a lot of our friends in nearby areas to Colorado, for instance, a lot of Texas people, a lot of Kansas people, come into Colorado Springs from time to time to to visit family and to, you know, visit Pikes Peak and Garden of the Gods and so forth. So you're saying that they could come into your store and you'd give them a tour?
Absolutely. We give a very extensive tour. It's a lot of fun. You go away very well educated about coffee and the coffee process, the roasting process, where coffees come from around the world, and, of course, with a great cup of coffee and maybe a couple of pounds of coffee to take home to roast or to brew in your home pot.
And you actually have sample cups there, don't you, for people to sample the various kinds of beans and so forth?
Yeah, you can sample all day long. We put out different varieties of coffee constantly all day long, so we don't have the typical style of coffee shop where there's a light, medium, and dark coffee and maybe a decaf that are always the same, but we continually change up the coffee varieties so that when you come in, every single time there should be a different pot of coffee, a different variety of coffee out for you to sample.
You're not going to get much, if you walk in there and you want a sample, though, you're probably not going to get too much Kona that way, eh?
No, not much Kona. It's a little expensive, but certainly there's Kona to buy, and it's 100% high-grade coffees, as the rest are. It's a lot of fun.
And then the other Hawaiian beans, like Kauai, is it called?
We have Kauai, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the two main ones that we sell, the Kona and Kauai, and truly just incredible cups, very different coffees. It's incredible that you can have two coffees from such a close proximity taste so very, very different.
Is that because of the way they're grown, Eric, or is that because of the way that they're handled, or what's the difference, really?
For the most part, it's the soil. The other piece to that is the variety of coffee bean or the plant. There are 17 varieties of coffee plants, and so taking those two pieces, the soil conditions are slightly different, even the elevations are slightly different, and then again you throw in the variety of coffee plant, and it makes for very, like I said, very, very different cups of coffee. The Kona tends to be a very big, bold coffee, lots of body, lots of extreme flavor. The Kauai is a little bit more mellow. There's some chocolate undertones. It's a more medium cup of coffee, but very interesting, both of them.
Now, a lot of people are into the Mexican beans these days. Is that something that you handle?
We do. We have Mexican. Currently, we have the state of Oaxaca, which, again, is another cup that I tend to think is a nice, well-rounded cup of coffee. Light to medium body, as Mexican coffees typically are, and a beautiful, just mellow cup that finishes very, very clean on the palate. It's one that you can drink consistently through the day without ever feeling like you've had it too much.
And then, as far as decaffeinated coffees are concerned, are your coffees naturally decaffeinated? Or how is the decaffeination done?
Yeah, the decaffeination process varies. We subscribe to the water process, or a Swiss water process. It's a Swiss water is actually a trademark, and it's saline, a hot salt water solution that the coffee is put into, and it extracts the caffeine. And it's interesting that the caffeine that comes out of coffee is the caffeine that is used by soda companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi to caffeinate their products. So it is a natural process in terms of not using chemicals. It's a chemical-free process.
Is there anything that you sell that's an organic bean?
Most of our coffees are organic now. Yes, our Mexican coffee is organic. Our Colombians are organic, as well as some fair trade. Our Sumatras is organic. We have organic Guatemalan. A fairly large list. It would take me some time to go through it. But, yeah, most of our coffees now are organic, and that is much due to the demand from our customers as anything.
So Sumatra is essentially East Asian coffee. Tell us about the other areas of the world from which you bring in coffee beans.
We have the Indonesian, we have African coffees, Central and South American coffees, Hawaiian coffees, of course. I'm trying to think as we go through the list what else we're carrying currently. But lots of, about 17 varieties of coffee, about 28 different varieties and blends of coffee that we do in whole. And so we roast under two different brands. One is the Umpire Estate, U-M-P-I-R-E, and the other is Idle Truck, which is kind of a play with the firehouse. Since I have that fire department connection, I thought it might be fun to connect the two.
I like it. Tell me, if you want to buy coffee online from your website, ColoradoCoffeeMerchants.com, what assurance does a consumer have that he or she is going to get something that's really as fresh as possible?
Well, first of all, we roast every day. And so the coffees that we ship out were roasted the day that we ship them out. So in terms of fresh as possible, that's the first step. Second to that, we only ship priority mail through USPS. And so that guarantees us a 2 and at the outside 3 days in delivery time. Coffee is very perishable. We keep everything frozen. It has a shelf life of about 3 to 4 days out of the freezer. So it goes directly from the freezer into shipping and should arrive within 2 days and should immediately get back into your freezer to maintain the perishability.
And for those of us who are lucky enough to live in Colorado Springs or the Colorado Front Range area, how far do you deliver your beans to other coffee shops and so forth?
Well, currently we try to maintain the Colorado Springs metro area. We do have some Denver accounts. We're willing to expand that based on volume. Essentially, we'll take the 190 square miles of Colorado Springs and deliver directly every day throughout the area.
So if one patronizes a coffee shop in Colorado Springs and they don't have one of your brands, you should let them know about it. So as a consumer, you can experience this superior quality coffee. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think if you have a shop that's dear to you, but you want a higher quality cup, you want to use the Empire State brand as opposed to some other locally roasted or even nationally roasted coffee, absolutely tell your coffee shop owners and management that you think they should at least give the Empire State brand a try and consider changing over.
That's fantastic. Well, we really appreciate you spending time with us today, Eric. This is fascinating to me. And again, the website is?
ColoradoCoffeeMerchants.com.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Eric Umenhofer.
I appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Take care.